We're beginning now, Shiur number 15, Tes Vav. Shiur 15, and the topic is Zriza Magdima LeMitzvos. We are discussing the Shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara is bothered by a question. Again, we spoke about last week the question V'nivdok B'shis, that you should check in the sixth hour. But the Gemara doesn't stop with the fact that you should check with the sixth hour. The Gemara continues and says, okay, fine. Let's slow things down a second. The Mishnah says, when do you do B'dikas Chametz? The night before. We were asking, when should you do B'dikas Chametz? In the sixth hour. Why? Because that's when the Isser is. Right? Like we explained, Barichas, Mamash Geshmaka L'shitasim is over there with Tosfos and Rashi in B'dikas Chametz. Ayin, Thursday's Shiur. Fine. But now the Gemara says, wait a second, I have a beautiful, simple answer to the question. You know why the Mishnah says you check the night before and not the sixth hour? You know why? Because there's a concept, Zriza Magdima LeMitzvos. Zriza Magdima LeMitzvos means check the night before and not the sixth hour. Night before, not the sixth hour. Gvaldik, Zriza Magdima LeMitzvos. As the Gemara says, isn't that beautiful? Zog di Gemara. No. Zriza Magdima LeMitzvos is only from the morning. And maybe you'll say the reason why the Mishnah says check at night it is because the reason why the Mishnah says, and that's why it's not Nivdok B'shis. Zog di Gemara. Nivdok Mitzafra. Check in the morning. Tichsev yom ha-shmini yimol b'sar ha-loso. V'tanya kol yom kulo kasha l'milo. Elas v'zviz ha-magdim l'mitzviz. Shneim ha-vyashkim v'ram ha-boker. Whoa. That was a very long way of explaining Shezviz ha-magdim l'mitzviz. What's b'shar in the Gemara? The Gemara says Shezviz ha-magdim l'mitzviz. So check in the morning. How do I know? Mila is Shezviz ha-magdim l'mitzviz and Avram is Shezviz ha-magdim l'mitzviz. What's going on? What's going on? So we want to get a little bit deeper into Pshat and the Gemara. We're going to explain. I'm going to sharpen with precision exactly the difficulty over here. What's bothering Rashi? What's going on in the Tosfos? But I want the Olim to appreciate. It's very important to appreciate. In all of the sugyas that we're going to learn this year, Pesach is very negeh. Negeh once a year, right? For a few days. It's very important. It's Shilas of Karius, etc., whatever it is. But the sugya of Zriza Magdima LeMitzvos is negeh to every single mitzvah that we do. It could be negeh every day of our life, not just Pesach. So right now we're moving into a sugya, which is Batsem, not just a Shas sugya, it's a sugya in Kol Tarkula. It's a sugya in every single day of our life. Zriza Magdima LeMitzvos. So let's be Mevarer, right? We already heard from Yehuda Moshe. Yeah, Yehuda Moshe, firing away with the mincha, right? We already heard, we have a big Shaila. Beinu Zmanim comes. How are you going to set up your schedule? When should I daven Shachris? When should I daven Mincha? When should I daven Musaf? There's a concept, Zriza Magdima LeMitzvos. Maybe I should daven Shachris first thing in the morning. Vasikin, maybe. Maybe I should daven Shachris the night before. Who knows, right? Maybe, right? The Ma'aseh of the Baruch Ber, right? He davened, his father caught him davening 90 Shmona Esreis. When he was a kid, you know the Ma'aseh, right?
Busted, no.
He was davening. Yeah, he was davening in his room. He came to his room, and he's like, Baruchel, Beryl, whatever he called him. He's like, what's going on? You're davening? What's pshat? He said, so he finished davening. He said, yeah, I'm davening. He says, why are you davening so many times? He says, we learned in Cheder today that you have to daven 3 tefillos every day. So I'm davening, it's a lot. I'm davening now 90 times. I'm good for the month, right? So the Maisa, yeah, okay, listen, Zriza Magdima LeMitzvos, do it as early as possible, finish, be done.
So
right? It's how should I set up my schedule? When should I daven Mincha? Should I daven Mincha at 8 o'clock? Should I daven Mincha at 1 o'clock? Should I daven Maariv at 11 o'clock? Should I daven Maariv at 7:30? What? There's a lot of malachas every single day. My mother says, listen, whatever you do today, I don't care. Your schedule is free, whatever you want. Just make sure you clean the car. Zriza Magdima LeMitzvos, clean the car first thing right away. Or maybe no. How does it work? How does this halacha work? Right? I told you guys the case of the Bris Mila. No? Went to the Bris Mila, scheduled 4 o'clock in the afternoon. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Bris Mila. What's going on? What's pshat? How come it's 4 o'clock? Nobody has a 4 o'clock. He says his parents are landing today at 12 o'clock till they get from the airport to the bris. Hopefully they'll make it by 4 o'clock. And then, you know, that's where I... What happened over here? Keep it away. Right? What?
Keep
it away. Okay, there's all sorts of cheshbonos.
Also, I feel like right? Only if you have the opportunity, you shouldn't push it off.
What?
I feel like only if you have the opportunity, you shouldn't push it off. That's what it means.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the details. We're going to have to clarify a lot of the details. Blinetta, remind me, I'll share with you Maisa with myself and Reb Chaim Knievsky. But you have to, Bez Hashem, we're going to be mevarer. Zrizim Magdima Lemitzvahs. I'm trying to help us appreciate that it's so relevant in Mamish in every area. So let's get it clear. Let's see exactly what is this musig of Zrizim Magdima Lemitzvahs. Where does it come from? Where does it apply? What are the rules? Let's see. Okay, we have our Gemara. What does our Gemara seem to say? Our Gemara seems to say Zrizim Magdima Lemitzvahs is what? Is from the morning. You even would have thought originally Zrizim Magdima Lemitzvahs tells you do it the night before. No, from the morning. Where do I know? From Mila and from Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. Okay? So let's jump into the Rashi. Before we even, you know, take apart the Gemara, let's jump into the Rashi. Okay, what does Rashi say? There's a Rashi over here, Nivdok Mitzafra. I want to know, how many words from this Rashi can you guys erase, and Rashi will still be saying the same message? How many words can we erase from this Rashi, and Rashi's still saying the same message?
19.
Yeah, Shai, what are you saying?
So the first 8 words.
The first 8 words. De'ika hagdama lezrizim kirashkechan gabi mila uvizrizuse davram. So in other words, you would say like this. Nivdog mitzafra shenemar vayashkim avram abokish lohimtin adonai tzachama mikol mogum balayla lohigdim. So what is the message of the Rashi? The message of the Rashi is that what?
What?
What's the message of the Rashi?
It was that
Avraham
got up in the morning, that he
didn't,
he went right to
the
Chama,
and
he could have done it at night, but he did it
after the morning. Very good. The message of the Rashi is that he could have done it at night. Zvizim Magdim al-Mitzvahs, at night. No. From Avraham Avinu, we see only during the morning, right? Same Cain, as far as that's concerned, we could have left out the first 8 words. Anybody else? Everybody agrees to that? Yeah, totally.
The first 19 words.
The first 19 words? I have a feeling that's the whole Rashi.
Mostly.
Okay. The Ika Hagdama Lizrizim Kirashkhan Gabi Mila Vizrizu said Avram Shinemar Vayashkim Avram Baboker Shalo Himtin Ad Hanates Hachama Umikol Makoim. You would say Nivdok Mitzafra, the whole Rashi should just say Balaila Lo Hikdim.
Yeah.
Even Makol Makoim?
That's the whole Rashi. Balaila Lo Hikdim.
Just like them.
No, you have to say lohikdin, you mean, right? Valaila lohikdin, that's the whole Rashi. The Gemara says, Nivdok mitzafra, check from the morning. Zogt Rashi, Valaila lohikdin. What's the point of that Rashi? To tell you?
Night is not Zrizus.
You hear the way Tully is speaking it out with such force. Night is not Zrizus.
Abba.
Right? Which brings us to Daniel's Chakira, right? Let's say the din of the Mishnah says, din of the Gemara says, Nivdog mitzafra, from the morning, right? What happens if you do it at night? So it's nothing? At night is nothing? Or, Rabbi Rosenblum's Chakira, right? At night is nothing, or it is something, but it's not a Chiyuv, right? A Chakira. It's on this Gemara, Chakira in this Gemara. The Gemara says, Nivdog mitzafra, you don't need to do it at night. What does that mean? What happens if I do it at night? I did nothing?
Yeah.
Or I did something, it just doesn't qualify as a chiyuv of Zrizus. Right? So you're saying, how did you speak it out a second ago?
According to Rashi, a night is not Zrizus.
A night is nothing. Nothing. Right? Okay, Seder, we'll have to see about that. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Anybody else? We're taking a lot out of this Rashi. It's pretty insulting.
Well,
Rashi
can only say that if it doesn't have the rest of it. In fact, that's the rest of it, means it doesn't actually say that.
What? Oh, okay, good. That's always the answer. Shraggy, I think every single time we have this question, you say that answer, right? Lemaisa, Right, Shraggy, we have Shraggy's answer. Let's take Shraggy's answer and let's move forward with Shraggy's answer. Shraggy's answer is, obviously, we're not erasing anything from this Rashi because Rashi wrote it all. Excellent point. Nice. So therefore, let's try to be masbir. What in the world is the Arichos over here in this Rashi? What's pshat in the Rashi? And I want to begin by asking another question. What was bothering Rashi? Is there a kasha in the Gemara that it was bothering Rashi? Is there something difficult in the Gemara that was bothering Rashi? What's difficult in the Gemara that was bothering Rashi? Remember, whenever you learn a Rashi, it's because something in the Gemara was difficult or unclear. Rashi always comes to be mefarish. It's called Pirush Rashi, the explanation of Rashi. What was difficult from Rashi? What are you saying, Shlomo?
Its reason is only by day.
Ah, excellent, excellent. That's exactly the kasha. The Gemara says that maybe the reason why we do the Bedikah at night is because why? Not in the morning, is because why? It's because reason. Comes the Gemara in the next word and says, if that's the case, so then do it just in the morning. Right? What in the world is the Gemara thinking by asking such a question? The nighttime is a for sure Zrizus. It's even a better Zrizus. The earlier the better. Right? You have a Zariz. Take a guy. He's the first guy in the Beis Medrash. Wow, unbelievable. What Zrizus? He's the first guy in the Shirim. What Zrizus? That's Gevaldik. That's amazing. So you say, oh, do the Bdika at night, maybe because of Zrizus. No. The morning. What's wrong with the night? The night's also Zrizus, no? Isn't it? What's going on here? That's the kasha that was bothering Rashi. The night should also qualify as Zrizus. Comes Rashi and gives a teretz. Yes, Lama, what are you saying? You had a question?
I'm saying, is a way to read the Gemara.
Yeah.
Saying, okay, we should check in the 6th hour. And if you're going to say the reason why we said it at night, the reason only applies during the day.
That's great. And therefore, you should do it in the morning. Right. So the question on that is an obvious kasha. And we asked this kasha in Shir, if you remember, the first day, this was our Aris, right? I think it's a gishmaka thing that the first day you go through the Gemara, we mentioned 13 Aris, and we see that Rashi already is addressing more than half of the Aris that we addressed. Rashi's bringing up already more than half what Rashi was bothered by. So let's see. What is Rashi saying over here? The kasha is, what do you mean, Nibdok Mitzafra? Rashi has a kasha on the Gemara. What do you mean, Nibdok Mitzafra? What about the night before? The night before is Zrizus too, no? Why wouldn't Zrizus apply to the night before? Why not? Comes Rashi, and what's his answer? What does he say? Anybody?
It's not.
Zok Rashi, the answer is, the night before is not Zrizus. That's like what Tali was saying, right? And that's what Shai was also saying, I'm assuming, right? That's what he meant when he meant take out the words. The night before is not Zrizus. That's what you guys are tying, right? How do we know that the night before is not Zrizus? Isn't that a crazy idea? Doesn't that make zero sense? We started off the question and said, isn't the night before Zrizus? What's the answer? No, the night before is not Zrizus. Why not? Why wouldn't I think that the night before is Zrizus? Doesn't it make sense that the night before is Zrizus?
Because Avram
could've... Oh, the pshat is, you're right. Thank you. You're right. The night is Zrizus. But the Torah teaches me that the night is not Zrizus. Right? That's what you're saying. The Torah by Avram Avinu teaches me that the night is not Zrizus. This is what you're saying. Right?
But we have
this is pshat in Rashi. Rashi's saying that the Torah... Really, I thought the Gemara is asking me Nivdofing Tzafra, check in the morning. It's a difficult question. The Gemara's question doesn't make sense. The night should also be Zrizus, right? That's Rashi's Kashi on the Gemara. And in other words, Rashi's filling in the Gemara. And the Teretz is that no. That's why the Gemara is bringing Avram Avinu. That's why the Gemara is bringing in Mila to teach me that the night is not Zrizus. Like Tully says, you do it by the night. It's nothing, right? That's what you're saying. This is Rashi's version. And to add in what Shai was saying about the words of Mila, well, how is Rashi explaining the words of Mila? Sounds like what? That Mila is also a makar, that the night is not Zrizus, right? Is that how you guys are explaining Rashi? Yeah? So far, so good? Fine. This is Pashup Shad and Rashi, I guess. And
but why do they have to bring the Makaris so the Gemara straight up has the Makaris?
Yeah, Chanami. But Rashi's interjecting what is going on between the lines in the Gemara. The Gemara just says, Nivdog mitzafra, because of Zrizin. And then the Gemara brings these psukim about Zrizin. So Rashi says, wait a second, slow down. This Gemara makes zero sense. Check in the morning instead of the night because of Zrizin? That makes no sense. The night is also Zrizin. Why would I say Zrizin is the morning and not the night? That's an unspoken question that Rashi's getting involved with in the Gemara itself. Comes Rashi and says, "That's you have to read the Gemara like this. What is the Gemara saying? Nivdog mitzafra, and check in the morning and not the night, because that's Zrizim. Ah, you're going to say to me, wait a second, the night is also Zrizim? No, I have from Mila and from Avram that Zrizim is only the morning.
That's what he adds.
Right? That's how Rashi is redefining the Gemara. He's explaining the Gemara to us. What's going on in the Gemara? Yeah? So, that's how you guys are.
That's only why I couldn't have just written the last words, though. I totally said.
Yeah.
I can just write that it's daf gog by night. By night wouldn't work at all.
I don't know if you would end up with the... How did Shlomo... I think it was... Who spoke out? Shlomo? Who spoke out? That what's bothering Rashi? That maybe the night should also be his reason. You spoke that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? How did you arrive that to that conclusion? That that's what was bothering Rashi? Right? Where did you get that from? From Dibra Masl, Nidog Mitzafra, right?
Which would still be there.
Okay, so you're saying that there's still too much in the Rashi. Okay, good. Fine. I agree with that. What?
I think he has to explain it, because if you look at the Makars and the Gemara, the Gemara says, the Ashkenaz, it says, it doesn't explain exactly what the cases are. If you just write... That his reason is not a night. We know that from the Gemara already. It's not anything new.
Okay, so
he has to bring the case of Avram that he waited from the night until the morning.
Okay, Maskim, it shouldn't just say the last three.
No, because that's
it should say Bizizuse Davram Shenemar Vayashkim Avram Babaike Shalahim Tinar Netzachama Mikomo. Right, it should speak out more about Avram Avinu.
Right?
Right,
everything else is a similar from the Gemara. You can say this reason I'm saying is. Not a night. We want to know why.
Yeah.
So
you're saying, from the fact that Avram Avinu didn't do that. That's what you mean,
yeah,
right?
That's in the Gemara.
Very good. It doesn't say in the Gemara about anything about Avram Avinu and Nates. It doesn't say all that. So Rashi speaks it out, right? But what about the Mila part? What about the Mila part? You're still masking to Shai. Shai is taking out the Mila part. What about the Mila part?
No, because it's showing... seems like quite a Rashi.
It's not like it's
just...
It's like... Yeah.
Rashi... It seems like quite a Rashi that he's using that as a makar for Mila as well.
Oh. So from Rashi, it does sound like a Mila is also a Makar. Correct?
I'm saying...
Which is difficult. Peseder. It could be difficult. But let's at least stay true to what it says. It's Mashma from Rashi, then Mila is a Makar.
I was saying something else. I was saying that he's using...
From the Gemara also is Mashma that way.
So why does Rashi have to bring that down again?
Okay, but Peseder, you could try to wiggle out of the Gemara and say, no, it doesn't really mean it's a Makar. Rashi tells you it's a Makar.
The Gemara doesn't stop him from wiggling out of it.
No, we've shown him... They tell you what the Gemara means. Sometimes if the Gemara says something, you could explain it this way, you could explain it that way. Rashi tells you this is the way to explain it.
Right, the last few words were told you this is how you explain it. You don't have to say the words again.
No, I mean, if you're learning that Rashi's telling you a Makar, Mila is a Makar, and Avram is a Makar, each one is a Makar, so then Rashi needs to speak that out. Because you wouldn't necessarily conclude that way from the Gemara itself.
You wouldn't?
No, not necessarily.
But the Gemara says
like we'll
them.
See soon.
Well,
Etc. What did the Gemara mean? It's a good question. What did the Gemara mean? So Rashi's telling you the way to understand it. Is there another way? Maybe. But Rashi's telling you the other way? That's not right. This is the way to understand it. Yeah, what do you say?
I didn't necessarily say that Mila is the Makar, but I guess it's
okay.
True too.
Yeah.
I was saying that, I guess it goes to see in the Gemara, but he's specifying that this Pasuk from Avram is a Makar to Mila. So
okay.
Rashi's
is a Makar to Mila. Not that Mila is
no,
a Makar, this is a Makar to Mila.
Mila.
No,
it's a Makar of Zrizus.
What's the Makar of Zrizus?
The only way we know Zrizus for Mila is because of this puzzle.
So Mila is not a Makar?
I guess so.
Okay, so this is part of the problem. There's something tricky happening here between the relationship of Mila and Avram and Zrizus. What's happening? Does it say Avram? It says Be'ashkim Avram Boker by Mila?
No.
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 Where does it say it? Be'ashkim Avram
Boker?
Two places, right?
Three.
Oh, I guess it's ready. Yeah, three places, right? Very good. Yeah, it says by Sodom, We know from Tosfos it says by his dom, and it says also by Akeres Yitzchak. Let's take what we're discussing now in the Rashi. I think that it sounds like the Olam is saying that the Rashi is coming to tell me that I would have thought Zrizus could theoretically be the night before, and that was a problem in the Gemara, because the Gemara says Menivdok Mitzafra, and Rashi's coming to explain to us that that's the idea, that Zrizus is only Mitzafra and not the night before. And how do I learn that? I learned that from Avram, and maybe also Mila, maybe not Mila, that I hear two opinions about that point. Right? That's how everybody's concluding in the Rashi, right? Now,
he's repeating, saying the Pesukim part, he's just repeating what the Gemara said, he's not really adding.
Okay, but by adding in the words before and after, in his quote of those Pesukim, he's telling us how to understand the Pesukim and the Gemara, right? Okay, so now, when we go into the Tosfos, we need to be able to see, what does Tosfos say about this? Does Tosfos discuss anything about Mila? Does he talk about Mila? No. How did Tosfos view the pasuk of Mila?
Because he doesn't hold it.
He ignored it. He erased it from the Gemara.
So I guess he says it's fine.
He didn't talk about it. So you could say the answer is, I have no idea.
No.
I can't say it's not a correlation. Say it's something.
What I'm saying, the Gemara brings it up in the discussion of Zrizus like demon. How did Tosfos view it? The Gemara says it. What?
He would have said. I'm saying Tosfos mentioned that.
So what does Tosfos say about Mila? What does he say about the pasuk of Mila?
No issue.
I know he doesn't ask directly about Mila. So what does Tosfos say about Mila?
We don't know.
We don't know.
No,
we don't know.
We have no idea.
So what do we? Yes, no. We do know what Tosfos talks about. What did he talk about? He talks about Vayashkem Avraham HaBoker. What does he tell us about Vayashkem Avraham HaBoker? What does he say about Vayashkem Avraham HaBoker? What's Tosfos Kasha?
He got up.
How
he
do
got,
we know Zrizus?
Did he go at night? Because maybe it was coming to teach us that the Talmud Chacham can't go at night himself.
Not so therefore what? What's the Kasha? What's Tosfos?
Not because of Zrizus.
Not because of Zrizus. In other words, what's Tosfos asking? How do we learn?
How do we learn the Zrizus might do this is from that pasuk? It's not telling us. That puzzle is not telling us Zrizus might come. You can't go yourself.
Good. Does anybody else have another version of Tosfos Kasha? Yeah.
Tosfos is asking, how does that teach us that we do it in the morning?
Oh! You hear that extra Tosefis?
He says
night.
Both.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't add that in.
He says both.
Yeah.
Let's figure this out. Unbelievable, isn't this? Vim Tomai Zaktosis Vehi Muchach Mehai Kro. This reason Magdima Limitsus. Vein Magdimin Tve Mitzafra. What does Tosfos just tell us in that loaded question? How is it muchach from this pasuk? That what? That Zrizus Magdim LeMitzvos. And that Ein Magdim Tve Mitzafra. That you don't do Zrizus Magdim earlier than the morning. You hear what Tosfos just told us? Both the points, Zrizus, and the gedder of when Zrizus applies, that it's only in the morning, are both learned from this pasuk.
So he has proof.
What about Mila? Mila's out.
Mila's out already.
Mila's out. It all comes from this positive Yashkim from a bike. Tosfos teaches us. And now he continues and steps into step two. And he says, I don't understand how, what, which part is the problem? Zrizus Magdim LeMitzvos, Ein Magdim Tvei Mitzafra, which is the problem? What does he say? It says in Giranashe Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph Yalef Rabbo Mehaikra Tamei Chacham Lo Yetzei Yechidi Belaila. He shouldn't go at night. In other words, which is the Nekuda that he's asking on the point number one and point number two?
Point number two.
The Tvei Mitzafra, right? That he's earlier in the morning. And what does Tosfos answer? Tosfos answers. There's two psukim that say Yashkim Avraham HaBoker. One pasuk by the Akedah, which the Oz Vahadar decided that that's the one that they should give the Mar Makom to. In our Gemara, right? How did they know which pasuk to quote in our Gemara? How did they know? It says Vayashkim Rabba Boker three times in the Chumash. How do they know which one our Gemara is quoting?
Tosfos.
By when he said the way Yishmael and Hagar. How do they know which one to quote? Yeah. So the Teretz is, the people who are learning that, who are writing that Sefer, which by the way was the Rabbi Meshul, Flatbush, right? The Sasreg and the Admor Misasreg, Sasreg and the Rebbe.
Really?
Yeah. He was the one who wrote the Sefer. It's called Sefer Mikros. Rabbi Rubin. Mordechai David Rubin. So, Lemaisa, how do they know? The Teretz is, he learned the Tosfos. What does the Tosfos say? The Tosfos says, it says, we ask him Rabbi Boker more than once in the Chumash. Amara. Which one is the one of our Gemara that's used for Zrizim? The one from Akeda. The one from Akeda is the Makar. How do we know that that's the one from... How do we know that the one from Akeda is the Makar?
Are the two also talking about Akeda? No.
No, but why is it obvious? How do you know ours is the
one? Rashi talks about Akeda.
Rashi, show me where in Rashi talks about Akeda.
The Rashi...
Where in Rashi does it talk about the Akeda?
It was the Chumash in the...
Oh, Rashi and Chumash.
Never mind.
Okay, good. On our page, how do we know it's talking about the Akeda? Rashi and Chumash is quoting our Gemara.
Right. No.
Very good. Rashi and Chumash over there. By the Akeda quotes our Gemara. Avram was Nizdarez B'mitzvah. But the Teretz is Zok Toysvis, because by Avram Avinu, by the Akeda, so you can't say that it was just simply because he didn't want to go out at night because of all sorts of other reasons. Of Yechidi and all the Mazikim, all these things. Why not? Why not? Because he was with other people, and because he was a shliach mitzvah, so shliach mitzvah and nizokim, and therefore he was a concern. But by his dom, he was going by himself. By his dom, it wasn't a mitzvah. Tosva says, right? It wasn't a mitzvah, and he was going by himself. So therefore, it's something which he wouldn't go. He could have gone at night, but he didn't go at night. So therefore, it's not used to learn zrizim like dima mitzvahs. But rather it's used to teach this musig that why didn't he go at night? Because you shouldn't go at night. That's the Tosfos. By the way, Stam Geshmaka Ha'ara, interesting chap, right? Why didn't he want other people to see the Mapala of Sdom? Why not?
Because they turned to salt.
Exactly, they turned to salt. Look what happened to the wife of Lot. The wife of Lot turned around and she turned into salt. Right? So this is what some of the Mepharshim explained, is why Tosfos didn't want that these people, anybody else, should go with him. Who are those other people that went with him to the Akeda? Eliezer and Yishmael. If Eliezer and Yishmael would have looked, they would have turned into salt. Okay, so what do you see from there? What about Avram? Avram did not turn into salt, even though he looked. Right? He looked. It says he went, but he didn't want them to go and look. Right? Why? Pasuk says he looked. Why? Because he didn't want them to see. Why didn't he want them to see? He did. Pasuk says he looked. Why didn't he want them to see? Because he didn't want them to turn into salt. Right? That's what we're saying now. That's what some of the Farshim say. So the Teretz is, what's going on? What about himself? How come he's not turning into salt? What's Pshat?
He's such a madriga.
It's a good Musarvart. Why is it that when a person looks, they turn into salt? Because when you look at something, it creates a connection. When you see something, when you go on a Europe trip and you see the Ramaz Shul, when you see the place where Klal Yisrael were in the past, when you go to Meiron and you see Rosh Shimon Chai's cave, unbelievable. When you see it, creates a connection. And that's where they turn the salt. But Avraham Avinu was on such a high madriga that even if he would see, he's Bechlal
Lanegeh. He would see his wife.
What?
He would see his wife's beauty.
He did, right? Yeah? If he would see, it wouldn't bring him down and say he's connected. He's in a different world. He's mamish on such a high madriga. Unbelievable thing. A nice piece, a beautiful barn from our Tosfos. Okay, just keep it in mind from Parsha Vayera. Say it over at the Shabbos table. Tosfos and Psachim. Be like, what are you talking about? Yeah, okay, it's Gishman. Okay? Let's get into what's it called. Let's bring out the Nekuda. Tosfos does not learn Zrizim from Mila. What happened to Mila? What in the world is Mila doing over here? And like we said before, you look at Rashi. In Rashi, does it say Mila? In Rashi, it says Mila. Sounds like Rashi holds that Mila is playing a role over here. What role is Mila playing in the world of Tosfos? What's happening? Which brings us to Rabbeinu David. 1 second, please. Thank you. Which brings us to Rabbeinu David. Zag Rabbeinu David. I see that this is somebody's.
Is it? There's a sticker on it. Tape.
Zag Rabbeinu David.
Yeah, why is there a sticker on it?
Okay. Rabbeinu David says. He quotes our Gemara. He quotes our Gemara. And then he quotes Rashi. And he asks two questions. Two questions on Rashi. And these are questions which were lurking the whole time over here. Everybody was, Betim, it's on the tip of our tongue, these questions. What are the questions that Rabbeinu David asks? He quotes our Gemara. He quotes our Rashi. It sounds like Mila and by asking Avraham Biker are Mekairis for his reason Magdima Lemitzvis. Zakt Rabbeinu David, what are we learning from these things that you don't do it at night, you only do it in the morning? Zakt Rabbeinu David, how does that make any sense? He says, a two-step question. Why is it a two-step question? Because it's a two-step, it's a two-part limud. It's a limud from Mila, and it's a limud from Avram. So he goes and turns around and asks Akasha on both points. And he says it doesn't make any sense to learn from Mila. Why would we learn from Mila that you can't do Zrizas the night before? It doesn't make sense. What happens if you do Mila the night before? You know what happens?
You didn't do Mila.
You were over in Aveira of doing a Chavala to another Yid. And if it's Shabbos, you're Mechal Shabbos. If a person does Mila during the night of the eighth day, there's no Mila. He's not getting an Aveira. He injured his son. Not allowed to do that.
Would it count as a kosher bris?
No. No, it's nothing. He says, Milane's man of Belila. Avram, what about Avram? Listen to this. This will have to be masbir a little more. He says, what about Avram Avinu? He says, Ain't that not going? Why? Because why did Avram Avinu not go at night? Why not? Mipnesha ain't derech adam chashuv, she ate Balila. Ain't derech adam chashuv, she ate Balila. Sounds very similar to Tosfos' discussion of the Gemara and Chulin, right? Ain't derech talmid chacham, latzei zichidi Balila. So it's not going to be the David. It's not a derech of adam chashuv to go at night. So therefore, what? How can we learn from Avram Avinu that the Zrizus is not the nighttime? Well, of course he didn't go at night. It's not derech to go at night.
For him, but maybe we could.
So Memela, Zakt Rabbeinu David, this is very shver. Rashi, Pshat the Gemara, this is a makar to say, Avraham Avinu and Mila are a makar to say that Zrizus is not at night, it's only in the morning, is shver. The whole thing makes no sense, Rabbeinu David says. Right? Now, before we see Rabbeinu David's teretz, somebody here had a kasha on this?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I talked about an Adam Chashev.
But Avraham Avinu is the Makar. He is an Adam Chashev.
I'm saying, I know we're learning the last parak.
Yeah.
Talking about Zugas.
Yeah.
And they had someone had beams in his house.
Right.
And he counted the beams in his house, even though there's no Zugas in your house.
Okay.
So we do it because we're Adam Chashev.
Right. Enachanami. The Gemara there says Adam Chashev. Enachanami.
And it doesn't apply to anyone else.
Seder. Right. But over here, what are we saying? We're bringing a proof from the fact that Avraham Avinu didn't go at night.
Yeah.
Right? That shows me that Zvi is not at night.
Because he had
maybe it was only because it was Adam Chashev. And then what would be? Then what would be is that really if you're not Adam Chashev, you would go at night.
Yeah.
Which would mean that Zvi would apply at night.
Yeah.
So Mimela, the Gemara makes no sense according to Rashi. That's exactly. We've been his kasha. Right?
That's his kasha. Oh, is kasha specifically that we should be able to do it, or that since he didn't travel at night, it applies to everyone?
No, since he didn't go at night, but maybe the only reason why he didn't go at night is because he's Adam Chashuv. But if you're a regular guy, so then you do go at night, and then you see from here that Jesus does apply at night. That's his kasha, right? You guys had a side question during Seder. What does that mean? He's Adam Chashuv, he doesn't go at night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to you and says, hey, get up. It's time to go learn. So then you go. You don't say, excuse me, Hashem, I'm too chashuv to go right now. I'm going to go after I wake up from my shluch. Right? That was a question that I heard some guys in the Beis Medrash. I think Shalom totally also had a question. I forgot it. Yeah? So this is a difficult question. It's a hard question. Some of the Mepharshim raised this question. And they say like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say explicitly, go right now. If Hashem would have said go right now, then for sure, Avraham Avinu would go right now, no question. But Hashem said go. He didn't say when. So the rule is, like we know always, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the mitzvahs, and now it's up to us, Torah Sheval Peh, to understand how to use our logic and understand how to fulfill the mitzvahs. So Avraham Avinu gets a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go do a mitzvah. Go do something. So what is Avraham Avinu going to do? He's going to think, okay, what does my logic tell me? My logic tells me Hashem wants me to go tomorrow. Why? Because the nighttime is not normal for people to go. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably wasn't saying go right now. If he wanted me to go right now, he would say, go right now. Otherwise, he's leaving it in the hands of human beings, of human logic, to dictate when he wants to go. And therefore, since, Rabbi David says, since it wasn't the derech of Adam Chashuv to go at night, the Mela of Ram Avinu understood that when is he supposed to go? When is the tzivui to go? In the morning. Now it comes out, by the way, it comes out according to this, that when is the mitzvah of going by Akedas Yitzchak? When was the mitzvah? During the day. During the day. Which is exactly the same nekuda. It also compounds the problem over here that at the end of the day, how could you learn Zrizas is not earlier than the morning if we're saying that there was no mitzvah then? Yeah.
We didn't address the fact about that you can't get damaged doing a mitzvah. And it's like in Shulchan Mitzvah. And it's like in
Isis. Yeah, what about?
We didn't address the fact that he might have not gone here. He might have. Doesn't that make a difference?
But we're saying right now.
You can't get damaged.
Tosfos is learning from this Makar. Tosfos is learning from this Makar that what? That there's no din zrizos. There's no din zrizos before the morning, right? Because otherwise Avraham Avinu would have gone. Rabbeinu David is coming and arguing on Tosfos. He's asking a kasha on Tosfos. He says, Tosfos, you make no sense. And Rashi. Both. Rashi and Tosfos go with the same shita that we're learning from here that Zrizus is not earlier than the morning. The difference between Rashi and Tosfos is that Rashi is bringing in Mila also and Tosfos is not. But as far as the Yashkim Avraham HaBoker, they're both using the Yashkim Avraham HaBoker to teach me that Zrizus is not earlier than the morning. The morning is Zrizus and not the night before.
Really?
Yeah. Tomorrow. What are you saying? Question. What?
So Hashem commanded Avraham.
Yeah.
And then Avraham decided how that it's during the day.
Right. Torah Shabbat Peh, about it.
What do you mean Torah Shabbat Peh? How did he decide?
That's Torah Shabbat Peh.
What made him decide the day?
His Svara.
What's his Svara?
Svara is that it's not derech of a chash of a person to go at night.
You can't get damaged
for
doing a mitzvah. That's what
I didn't say get damaged. It's not the derech of a chash of a person to go at night.
I thought because...
It's not the derech of a chash of a person to go at night. Because of damage, maybe a specific situation, shlichei mitzvah, maybe whatever it is, but the derech of a chash of a person is not to travel at night.
Why?
That's a good question. It could be it has to do with mazik. I don't know. I have to figure that out. But this is Rabbeinu Tavid.
Also, back in there, was giving us this to travel at night.
Okay, I don't know. Derech of a chash of a person is not to go at night. Why? So that's how we understood that the mitzvah that Hashem wants from him is the morning. Yeah, what are you saying?
Was it during the morning? I'm saying it's during. Could it be possible that the mitzvah started at then it just wasn't the best, like there was like 100 times?
No.
I'm saying.
Because if he was supposed to go at night, then he would have gone at night. If Hashem comes to you and tells you, go at night, you know when you go? At night. Right?
If he says, go, just go. He says, so, I want you to go.
But he's there.
From Manus Kultur Kula, knows about Shlech Mitzvah, he knows that if he has people with him.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. That's what Daniel is bothered by also.
Yeah.
You guys must be charuzas, right? So what's the nekuda? The nekuda is we need to try to figure out why it is that Rabbeinu David says, Ein derech v'adam chashuv, to go at night. Fine, beseder, we need to try to figure that out. But bottom line is, as far as we're concerned right now, he says, Ein derech v'adam chashuv, to go at night, and therefore, Avraham Avinu, there was no havamina that he's going to go at night. Of course he's going to go during the day. So how could you learn from that, from Avraham Avinu, to everybody else, that there's no din zrizus at night?
No havamina according to Rabbeinu David.
Yeah, that Rabbeinu David is asking kash on them.
Not according to
Tosfos. He's asking kash on them. So what does Rabbeinu David answer? What's the answer to this question? So he says, the teretz is, change the girsa. Change the girsa. Do you hear this? Rabbeinu David says, change the girsa.
Of the Gemara.
The text of the Gemara that he was learning, and he had two Gemaras in front of him. One Gemara said one Girsa, another Gemara said a different Girsa, and he says that the Girsa that we have, which is the Girsa of Tosfos and Rashi, is the wrong Girsa. Because of this question, these questions. But our gears is wrong. What's the right gears? Rabbeinu David says, what's the right gears? And it's not just Rabbeinu David. Other Rishayim also say the same thing. What's the right gears? It goes like this. Now you take these two words, Nibdok mitzafra, and you cut it out, and you put it all the way at the end of the Gemara. Nivdok mitzafra goes all the way at the end. Why is that any better? Well, how does that change the situation? How does that change the game? Why is that a game changer? Zog Rabbeinu David, because by putting it at the end, what's happening is that now the Gemara is not learning this concept out from Avraham Avinu. It's not learning this concept out from Mila. The Gemara is saying this concept on its own, from its own Svara. What do we learn from Avraham Avinu and Mila? We learn the concept of Zrizos, the concept of Zrizim Magdimin. You have a mitzvah, you could do it the whole day. When should you do it? The morning. Avraham Avinu, he wasn't told he could do it. Who knows when to do it? What did he do? He did it first thing in the morning. So now we come along and say, wait a second. We're handling Bedikas Chametz. When should we do Bedikas Chametz? The sixth hour? The last possible moment? How could we do such a thing? Zrizus. What happened to Zrizus Magdemon? So when should we do it based on Zrizus Magdemon? Good question. When should we do it? Zokter Benu David. Our own logic, our own Svara, is going to dictate that the Zman for Zrizim of Bedikas Chametz is in the morning. Not the night before, the morning. Now, why is that our Svara? Why is that our Svara? It's a good question. And we need to explain that. Yanki was suggesting, maybe the reason why that's our Svara, is because, what is Zrizim Magdim in Lemitzvah? Zrizim Magdim in Lemitzvah is that I'm a zoriz, I'm enthusiastic, I'm energetic about doing the mitzvahs in the right way. So what do? I get up early and I do it first thing in the morning. Right? If I do Zrizus at the end of my day, after a long day, all the way at the end of my day, I do this mitzvah. So that's Zrizus? That's Zrizim Magdim in Lemitzvah? Doesn't look like Zrizim Magdim in Lemitzvah. This is right before I go to sleep. The last thing I do in my whole day is this. That's called Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvah. Sounds like a funny type of Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvah. It looks more like a Zrizus if I do it first thing in the morning. If I get up early and I go do this, that looks like a Zrizus. It's a very nice Svara. Very nice Svara. Maybe that's why. Maybe that was the Svara that the Gemara had. But Rabbeinu David is taking a totally different approach in our Sugya. Rashi and Tosfos seem to be saying that the idea of Zrizin is do it early. How early? Only the morning of. How do I know? Where do we get that from? It's learned from Avram and maybe even from Mila too. What does Rabbeinu David say? No way. That's not learned from them at all. We learn from Avram and from Mila the concept of Zrizin. Now how does it apply? Where do we draw the line? What yeah, what no? That's our own Svara. That's our own Svara. And with this, Rabbeinu David answers the kashas that he asked about Mila and the Akedah. Very geschmack. Beautiful. It's our own Svara that we're using to draw the line at the morning.
Oh, but not the Svara. I'm saying... You're trying to say that we just learn the concept of Zrizin, but the Svara is our own.
Exactly, right? Correct. But the limitation that the Zrizin is only from the morning, that's our own Svara. Correct. That's right.
So you might be able to have a Svara that you can learn that it's also at night.
Yeah, maybe you'll come up with a different Svara to disagree. But right now the Gemara is suggesting this Svara, and that what you're saying is so beautiful with the Gemara's teretz, with the teretz of the Gemara, it's Mamish Kishmak. With the teretz of the Gemara, you started off with one Svara, now we'll have a different Svara. Maybe say otherwise. Very good. Right? But in Rashi and Tosfos' world, the Limud itself in the world of Zrizim is telling you how to be Magdir Zrizim. What's the criteria? What's the definitions, the parameters of Zrizim? Now, Lemaisa, it's Gishmak, this Rabbeinu David. It really is. It's beautiful. But let's try to remind ourselves that our Girsa of the Gemara is not Rabbeinu David's Girsa. Our Tosfos says not like Rabbeinu David. Our Rashi says not like Rabbeinu David. So while the Rabbeinu David is Geshmak and it's a Mahalach amongst the Rishonim in that camp, the world of the Ramban, Rabbeinu David was the Talmud of the Ramban. It's a Mahalach amongst the Rishonim and the Talmidim of the Ramban. What about the Mahalach of the Rishonim and the Rashi and the Tosfos? What about that world? What are they going to answer? Lamai said we have Bam Kachas. What's the Teretz? So the Rosh Yosef says a pshat. The Rosh Yosef is the Prima Gadim. He says a pshat over here. He says if you read Rashi, you break Rashi up into two parts. Just like we did in Tosfos. What do we do in Tosfos? We broke Tosfos up into two parts. That there's first, there's a din of Zrizin. And there's a din that the din's reason doesn't go earlier than the morning. Dr. Rosh Yosef, that's also pshat and Rashi. That's why there's two things being discussed in Rashi. Mila and Biyashkim Avram Abayker. Because Rashi learns the concept of Zrizim from Mila. And the concept that it's not earlier than the morning, that we learn from Avram. That's the Rosh Yosef's pshat in Rashi.
Rosh Yosef?
Rosh Yosef. If that's the Prima Gadim Sefer on Shas. Okay? One of the G'doylei Achroinim, G'doylei Apoiskim. So that's his Pshat and Rashi. Now, I'm obviously a nobody to disagree and argue on the Prima Gadim, and therefore, Chas V'Shalom, I'm not saying that I'm arguing on him. So but at the end of the day, I'm going to suggest another Pshat. Why am I suggesting another Pshat? What's bothering me about the Prima Gadim? Yeah, what do you want to say?
The concept of Zerizis really comes from the Ashkim.
No. Oh, in the Gemara, you mean? Oh, yes, very good, excellent. That's one of my problems with the Prima Gadim's pshat, right? What's the problem with the Prima Gadim's pshat? That Lamaisa, in Mila itself, where's the Makar of Mila? Where's the Makar of Zrizim for Mila? What does it say? It says, B'rili kol yom kasha l'mila. Ela shizrizim agdima l'mitzvahs, shenemar, b'yashkim Avram b'boker. The Makar of Zrizim in Mila is from Avram. So it doesn't make any sense to say, oh, I learned from Mila, Zrizim, and I learned from Avram, that he can't be earlier. Both are really learned from Avram. The whole concept of Zrizim and Mila is also learned from Avram. So, and Tosis himself brings that out explicitly, right? Tosis points that out in Mefurish. So it's so gevaldic. And what's pshat in the Prima Gadim? It's difficult. Number one. Number two, also, if you read the words of Rashi, I think it's difficult to read Rashi as saying that he's breaking it up into these two points. Just read the words of Rashi. It doesn't sound like now he's on to a brand new thing, a totally different discussion. Right? What's going on? It's hard to read that the first point is Zrizim, that's from Mila. And now a new thing of not before the morning is from. It's difficult to read that. So the Rosh Yosef is Geshmak. It helps us appreciate that there's two things happening in the Rashi. But at the end of the day, let's try to get a little more.
It also brings the pasuk right afterwards.
What? The Yashkin Avram
Boker.
List
the two.
Right. Right. Exactly. At the end, we'll sorry for both. Exactly. Very good. So I think the Teretz is like this. The Sfas Emes, Lamais is also bothered by this. Sfas Emes says, I don't understand why we bring in Mila Bechlal, and also Mila is not Negev. You can't do Mila anyway the night before. Rabbeinu David's problem, right? So the Sfas Emes says, he's not Marich exactly what he means, but the Sfas Emes says that we bring in the whole Braisa to show that the Din of Zrizis is learned from Vayashkem, and therefore we know from there that it doesn't go beforehand, before the morning.
So Mila is really nothing at all.
What's going on? It's funny. It's like, what's happening here?
What does he say?
Rashi clearly doesn't learn Mila is nothing, right? Rashi does bring in Mila. What's happening?
He says we bring the Braisa and happens to be Mila is just in the Braisa?
We bring in the whole Braisa. We're Marech to bring in the whole Braisa to show that even the Zrizus that you find in Mila is not really from Mila. It's really from Vayashkim Avram Abayker. The Zrizus of Mila is really from Vayashkim Avram Abayker. If it would be from Mila, so what would I say? I would say, oh, you know why Mila is in the morning, not beforehand? Because Mila is not allowed to be beforehand. But let's say you're in a mitzvah that is allowed to be beforehand. So then I would say Zrizus tells you to do it beforehand. Right? That's what I would say. So that's why we need to bring Vayashkim Avram Babayker to show me, no, that even a mitzvah which could be beforehand, now you've been a David, I know, even a mitzvah which could be beforehand, you don't do it beforehand. That's Tzvas Emes' pshat. So again, Mila is also like, Mila's not really playing a role, right? Don't bring in Mila, and then you don't have to show me why Mila is not a real Makar. Mila's it's a funny situation here. Mila, according to Tzvas Emes. So I want to share with you a pshat in Rashi. Listen to this. I said originally when we first started this sugya, I said a pshat in Rashi. Today I want to be Moses on that a little more. Originally when we first started the sugya, I shared with you guys a pshat in Rashi, which I think it's also muted on the Tzvas Emes and also from the Pnei Yeshua. It goes like this. One more question to add into the picture. How can we learn from Avraham Avinu? Lamaisa, Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik yisoid olam. He was one of the Avos HaKadoshim. Right? What's going on? How can we learn from Avraham Avinu? Who says that from there? It's a makar to everybody else. Everyone has to do that. Right? Question. What's the answer?
Mila.
The answer is Enoch Hanami. It's a good question. Who says you can learn from Avraham Avinu? That we also have to do that. Teretz. Mila shows me that we do learn from Avraham Avinu halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, look, Mila is an example where you learn halacha lemaisa. Tzok Rashi, Dika Agdama Lizrizim, Kedash Kon Gabi Mila. You learn in Mila that there is a concept of Zrizim. Where do we get it from? From Avraham Avinu. We learn from Avraham Avinu. A real thing of Zrizim. But what's the Hagdara of that din of Zrizim? The real makar of the Zrizim, of course, is from a Vayashkim of Rambam Baker. Like Tosfos says, Tosfos and Rashi, they're both maskim that really Vayashkim of Rambam Baker is the makar for both dinim. Rashi's only speaking out Mila to teach us this Nikuda that you could really learn halacha lemaisa from Avraham Avinu's Anaga. Right? Yankee asked this question. How can we learn from Avraham Avinu? He was one of the Avos. Who says we all have to do that? We all have to do that. Doesn't make sense. Teretz says that's exactly why the Gemara is bringing Mila. And that's what Rashi's pointing out. But where do we learn the halachas of Zrizus? Bizrizusi d'Avram. That's where we learn the halachas. That's one pshat. It's a gishmak pshat. It answers Rabbeinu David's question from Mila. It answers Fasema's question from Mila. It shows us that Rashi really learns, like Tosfos, that both Dinim are learned from Avraham Avinu, right? Exactly. It does show that. But the question is, I want to end off with this question over here. There's a question still. What's the question? The question is that, first of all, I still think that the Lashon of Rashi is not so beautifully meduyik. You'll go through the Lashon of Rashi again. It's not so beautifully meduyik. Number one. And number two, let's go back all the way to the original question, Shlomo's question. The nighttime could have been Zrizus. It could have been Zrizus, the nighttime, right? And what does the Gemara say? No. Zrizus is the daytime. Where do we learn? From Avraham Avinu. It's weird. It's mamish strange. Why is the nighttime not Zrizus? What's pshat? What's pshat in such a thing? Wouldn't we think that the earlier is the better? What's pshat in that?
There's no end.
So it was hard from before.
The teretz is, listen to this diuk of Rashi. Listen to the words of Rashi. You ready for this? Listen to the words of Rashi. Zukt Rashi. Nivdok mitzafra. What's the Gemara asking? Nivdok mitzafra. Check from the morning. Nivdok mitzafra. Zukt Rashi. De'ika hakdama lizrizim. That there is hakdama for Zrizim. Kidashchon Gabi Mila. Ubizrizuzi d'Avram. Shnem Avyashkim Avram Aboga, etc. Both Mila and Avram show me that if you do something in the morning, that is considered Hagdama for Azaris. You want to be Azaris. So what are you going to do? You're going to do it early. What's early? It means you have to do it the night before? So Rashi, no. If you do it the morning already, it's considered Hagdama for his reason. Let's say you do it the night before. Is that also Hagdama for his reason? Yes, it is. What? For sure it is. 100%. Culture gain. You're right. But do you have to do it the night before? This gets back to the Hakira. Do you have to do it the night before? Zag Rashi? No, you don't have to. And that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. You want to tell me do it the night before because why? Because reason. Nivlok mitzafra. Once you do it in the morning, it's already considered Zrizim. That's good enough to be considered Zrizim. You do it the night before, also it's good Zrizim. But what are we talking about? We're talking about a Takana in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to do it then. That can't be why you have to do it then, because from the morning it's already considered a Hakdama for Zrizim. It's already considered a Hakdama for Zrizim. Okay, it's getting late. We'll stop over here. B'linei Rebbe Zeshem, we'll review it tonight.
But in the last words of Rashi doesn't seem like...
The last words of Rashi is so good. V'yashkim rama bokeh shalohim tinad anetzachama u'mikol makom b'layla lo hiktim. It doesn't mean that there's nothing to do it at night. No. But the Nikud is, and this is so much better with all of the questions that everybody was asking about why didn't Avraham Avinu go at night. Let me tell you why. Because why is it that Avraham Avinu is going early first thing in the morning? Because reason, right?
Yeah.
So now as far as reason is concerned... As far as Zrizim is concerned, so now, what am I going to do? I'm going to do it the night before? Wait a second. The night before is already, I have a lot of cheshbonos. It's potentially dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's not the derech of Talmidei Chachamim. I should do it at night? Why? Because of Zrizim? Zrizim, I'll already gain the milah of Zrizim if I do it in the morning. So it doesn't make sense to make me do something which is abnormal and even potentially dangerous at nighttime, al tcheshbin of Zrizos, when I can get Zrizos in the morning. So that's exactly what Rashi is saying.
That's the last four.
Exactly. In other words, when the Gemara asked originally, Rashi was asking, explaining the Kasha, right? The Kasha is, why can't the nighttime also be considered Zrizim? What's wrong with doing Zrizim at night? The Torah says there's nothing wrong with doing Zrizim at night. At nighttime is also Zrizim, of course. But you don't have to do it at night for Zrizim. You could already fulfill the concept of Zrizim in the morning. That's also good enough to be considered a Zrizim.
So,
you hear that?
Everyone comes out that you could do night.
What do you mean everyone?
Mila just said that.
No, according to what I'm saying now, so Mila is it could be the first thing that I said. It shows you, teach you an example of Halacha L'maisa, but we could even say even more, that Mila is actually teaching me an example of where the morning qualifies as a Zrizim. Not mitzah the fact that the morning is Davka, and not the night before. No, that's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that the morning is considered as reason.
It's not a strong proof because you can't do
that's,
it.
That's exactly my point. According to Rashi, it's different than Tosfos. Tosfos learns, what do I learn from Paskim from Baboker? Ain't, listen to the Lashon. Ain't magdimin tfei mitzafra. Ain't magdimin tfei mitzafra. Zrizim is not the night before. According to Tosfos, if you say like Tuli, then you're right. You do it the night before, that's not Zrizim. It's nothing, according to Tosfos. But according to Rashi, that's not true. According to Rashi, the limud over here that we're trying to show, we're not trying to show that the night is nothing. We're just trying to show that the day is already good enough. You do it the night before, it's also something. But the day is good enough.
Well, Mila, I'm saying exactly. So why would we need Mila? According to that logic, Mila is not helping us.
Why? Mila shows you that if you do something in the morning, it's considered as reason.
No, because you can do it.
It's an example of as reason,
so
where you do it in the morning.
So if you bring the case of Avram, you know, from there, that logic makes sense.
You're right.
So Mila's just giving us a bump. So Mila's giving us, if with that logic, we bring in Mila. Mila can't be done at night. So it's just giving us an extra bump that we can figure it out, but it's not like...
Slow down. You're right that from Avram Avinu, there is more... It's better, it's more geshmak, because Avraham Avinu theoretically could have done at night.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm not denying that at all. But what I'm pointing out is, at the end of the day, the Gemara brings a brisa from Mila, and Rashi says that Mila is playing a role in teaching me something here. Right? So we're struggling to figure out what in the world is the role that Mila is playing over here in this sugya. How is Mila teaching me anything? right?
Yeah.
Rabbi David shows me it doesn't make sense. You can't say that his reason can't be the night before. The whole thing is not, the mitzvah is not again the night before B'chol.
Yeah.
Right? So according to what we're saying now, that's not even Rashi's topic. Rashi's not trying to say that there's a halacha that you can't do it the night before. That was never Rashi never mentioned such a thing. No such halacha. We don't actually hold of any such halacha. Tos says yeah. But Rashi says no. There's no such halacha that Zrizas is not the night before. You can't do the night before. Why? So what is Zrizas? What is it? What is the Gemara trying to do? The Gemara is trying to show me not that you can't do it the night before. Not that it's not Zrizas the night before. Not that Zrizas is only in the morning. That's not what the Gemara is trying to show. The Gemara is trying to show that it's good. It's already considered. That's the Nakuda. It's already considered Zrizas by doing it in the morning. And for that, Mila is an example. Mila is an example.
It's not a good example.
It is an example. It is. Because I have a mitzvah Mila. I can do it all day. And what am I doing? I'm doing it in the morning. Why? Why is that? Because it's a Zrizos. You see that when you do something in the morning of the mitzvah, whatever it is, it's a Zrizos. Here, the Gemara was suggesting Nivdok Bishis. Right? Do it in the morning. That's already a Zrizos. It's not that you can't do it at night. You could do it maybe at night. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not getting involved.
I'm
just trying to show you that if you do it in the morning, it's considered as Rizos. And the Lashon of Rashi is so meduyik. De'ika, he says, Nibdok mitzafra, de'ika hakdama lizrizim. Why? What? That Lashon, that there is a hakdama for people who are Zariz. What is he saying? He's saying that the morning is considered as Rizos. He's not saying that only the morning. He's not saying that the night not. He's not saying that at all. His whole point is this Nekuda, that the morning is considered as Rizos. He's not telling you that Mila is the Makar of Zrizim Magdim Lemitzvahs either. He's not saying that. The Makar of Zrizim Magdim Lemitzvahs? That's Biashkim and Brahma Biker, like everybody's bothered. Mila's not the Makar. Mila is an example. It's something which we see that the morning is a hakdama. It's such a gishmak of
shit. Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
If I have a logic, I'm trying to prove to Rebbe something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have two examples in my head.
Okay.
One will fit perfectly, and the other one could have a bump in it.
Okay.
Why would I give Rebbe the second proof?
There's no bump.
Because if I want to prove, right? If according to logic, Rashi wants to prove that this reason exists both. During the night and during the day.
He's not proving that it exists during the night and during
the day.
He's trying to show me that the morning is already considered as reason.
It's also good, right?
The morning is considered as reason, exactly.
So Avraham Avinu would be perfect for that, right?
It is a good example.
And then Mila.
But so you want to know why is there two instead of just one?
So
that's your question.
Logic,
why is there two instead of one? I don't know if that's such a question.
No,
why is there two instead of one? I don't know if that's such a question.
No, but Mila. Can I ask a question? Maybe over there, the only reason why it's during the day, I'm saying, according to logic, maybe it's the only reason by day is because there's no night. It's not necessarily proving that night and day is good.
No, I'm not trying to show night and day is good. That's not what I'm trying to show. I'm just trying to show one thing. That if I have a mitzvah, which is during a daytime, and I do it the first part of that day, the beginning of that day, that's considered as Rizos.
Oh, okay.
So I see that in Mila. It's great.
Okay, fine.
I don't need the contrast and not the night. That's not Rashi's discussion. That's exactly my point. Because
he's not trying to say that. Happy saying during the day, early in the day.
Exactly. That's already considered hagdamal is reason. Okay. That's exactly. Isn't that gavaldik pshat?
Yeah.
It's so meduyik in Rashi. It's mamish beautiful.